You're in the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This is going to be a special time. We have a special guest joining us on this year-end episode of the Paracast. He's the guy from Dark Matters Radio, a very frequent and honored presence on the Paracast community forums, the one, the only Don Eckert. Don, welcome back to the show.
Well, Gene, thank you very much for the invitation. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Meantime, we have a lot of ground to cover. Obviously, there are questions from our audience posted in the Paracast community forums, and also lots of things happening in 2012. Of course, some of those things that happened in the field were not always so pleasant, but we'll get to them. And looking for the projections in the paranormal field for 2013. Now, the one thing I want to ask before we go on here, you've had a love-hate relationship with the UFO field, and this is a question also from our forums, and that is, Don Ecker, why do you stick with it? Why do you still participate? Why do you still do radio shows, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, the radio show, as I've often stated, is doing radio is a love of mine, and I am not simply geared toward the UFO topic on the radio. Actually, Dark Matters Radio, it gives me an opportunity to explore just about anything, Gene, that strikes my fancy. For example, very recently, we did a program on the 2012 film industry on movies. What were the best movies? What were the, in our opinions, what was the worst? What kind of movies get people up and out of the house to go see them? And it was a fun show to do. A topic that had basically nothing to do with any aspect of the paranormal. So the radio thing is one thing. Now, if you're talking about the UFO topic, and this is something else that I've maintained for years, I have never lost my interest in the mystery of this. The fact that I personally have witnessed, and I believe that there is a very real phenomena out there flying through our skies, to me is beyond any dispute. What that is the mystery, and that's one of the things, I suppose, that kept bringing me back with an active interest in the subject. It's one of those things that I don't believe we will ever, quite honestly, solve, but that does not negate the fact that we should continue to investigate it.
Well, that's what keeps me getting back into this crazy field. But just to go back to what you said earlier, talking about movies for 2012, and some of them had almost paranormal or sci-fi aspects to them. So I'm going to ask you real quickly, let's do a little cultural stuff here. What are your favorite movies for 2012?
Boy, I'll tell you, if we're talking about the movie I consider to be the best that I've seen this year, it would have to be Skyfall, the James Bond movie.
I have not seen that yet, and I want to.
That was just an outstanding film. It had all the elements that James Bond has always been known for. My watching James Bond goes back to the very first Bond film I saw, which was 1963. So James Bond has always been the top of my list. Now, in the 70s and the 80s, I kind of fell away from it because of the guy portraying Bond, which was Roger Moore. I thought, you know, that when you're talking about James Bond, Roger Moore just didn't do it for me. But this new Bond, Daniel Craig, this guy has got the right level of menace, the right level of gravitas, if you will. And, hey, let me tell you, when I watch him on the screen, he is James Bond.
You forget Sean Connery then.
Oh, absolutely not. But Sean Connery, well, you know, back in the 60s, he was outstanding. He was James Bond. But these days, I mean, Sean Connery is a little long in the tooth, couldn't pull it off. And Daniel Craig is the guy.
I think he has the combination of a dry sense of humor, the acting chops. We're talking about a guy who's, what, been nominated for an Academy Award. And that's the thing, too. They get some really good ensemble performers in the James Bond film, Skyfall being the first to gross $1 billion. Let's move to some other films.
Okay, some other films. I liked, and a lot of people didn't, I liked Cowboys and Aliens this year.
With Daniel Craig.
With Daniel Craig.
And Harrison Ford.
Right.
And Olivia Wilde.
The gal from House, Olivia Wilde, 13.
Right.
Now, I gotta tell you.
She has been in like 1,000 films in the last year.
That lady is easy on the eyes, you know. And I'm a guy. Hey, what can I say? She is easy on the eyes. But I very much enjoyed that film for what it was. A popcorn-munching film. You go in for an hour and a half or 2 hours to take yourself away from the real world, munch a little popcorn, maybe drink a soda, and enjoy yourself. And that movie did it all for me.
Okay, didn't do well at the box office, but maybe it was a little bit of a hard sell because of the two genres mixed together, the traditional Western and the aliens, the arrival of aliens in the 19th century.
It's another film that was taken from graphic novels, kind of like 30 Days of Night a number of years ago. Now, 30 Days of Night in the horror genre is one of those films, granted, it's an acquired taste because there is definitely some graphic violence in that movie, but it did pretty darned well at the box office. But it is another example of graphic novels making the transition. You know, back in the day, Gene, you and I called them comic books.
And, of course, you know, the version of Batman, The Dark Knight.
Exactly.
Is based on graphic novels. Okay, let's look at one or two more movies, and I'm going to ask Chris if he even goes to the movies anymore and has seen anything. What about the other superhero flicks, starting with The Dark Knight Rises, based on the graphic novel, also the reworking of Spider-Man and the Avengers? What do you think?
Well, I'll be very honest, Gene. I didn't see any of those films. I'm not too much into the superhero genre. Now, if they come out with a new action thriller in the Terminator genre, that is one that I got to tell you. I am hooked on that franchise. I was devastated when they knocked the Sarah Connor Chronicles off the Fox network. That, to me, was some really good adult television taken from the film genre.
And having Summer Glau as a Terminator.
Well, that works too.
I don't think she gets enough really good work. I mean, you see her these days, a guest shot on a TV show, like, for example, Alphas, which is kind of like almost an X-Men knockoff with mutants and everything else.
Sure.
But you don't see her very often. I think she's a pretty decent actress. A pretty decent actress. Not getting enough work.
She was great in Firefly.
Yes, that was Joss Whedon film. Of course, he directed The Avengers. Now, I'll tell you this. I saw The Dark Knight Rises. I saw it in the movie theaters. I saw the DVD. I liked it. I think it was very well done. I saw Men in Black 3, and I thought, considering Men in Black 2 was really awful, the third version with Josh Brolin playing a young Tommy Lee Jones, I thought was pretty good. I thought that was pretty well done. I had fun with the Amazing Spider-Man reboot. I thought that was very nicely done. Again, a little darker than the other film. And in 2013, of course, Man of Steel, where they give a very dark interpretation of Superman and his relevance to society. I know Chris is wondering what the heck we're talking about, but I'm sure he's going to chime in the next segment telling you about his favorite flicks. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris, and Chris is feeling a little under the weather today, so if he doesn't speak very much, we will forgive him. But we have Don Ecker joining us for a 2012 retrospective. We're focusing on culture, pop culture, the movies, things like that. So before I ask Chris about his favorite or not so favorite movies, or if he even goes to the movies or cares, Don, what movies did you see that you thought were real bad?
Well, actually, none. I'm very particular about what I do go see. Now, Gene, as you know, I do my radio program, DMR, 5 days a week. So I do not often during the week have a lot of free time when I have shows scheduled to do and the research and everything that I'm conducting. So really, the only time that I have been free to, you know, indulge myself a little bit, like going to see a movie, is the weekend. And basically, Sundays are generally tied up, especially during football season. And, of course, this year my team, the Steelers, are not doing very well, unfortunately, but that leaves Saturday. So there are right now a bunch of films that I have not yet seen that I still want to see. For example, Lincoln. Now, Vicky had, my wife had the opportunity to go to that, came home just raving about what a wonderful movie that was. And I still haven't seen it. So that's one that's on my must-see list. Another one that I have not yet had the opportunity to see that I want to see is the new version, the reboot of Red Dawn. Now, I saw the original when it came out back in the 80s with Patrick Swayze, Charlie Sheen, and a number of others, and I really want to see this new version to see how it stacks up to the old. What probably will happen, though, I'll have to wait until some of these are in the red box, I'm sure.
I'll tell you what, let's move really quickly here into the promise of 2013 before I ask Chris about his movie favorites or not so favorites. And that is, for 2013, we have Christopher Nolan producing a reboot of Superman, starting from scratch with Russell Crowe as Jor-El. We have Kevin Costner as Jonathan Kent. We have, for example, and this is interesting, Lawrence Fishburne as Perry White. He'd be the first black Perry White. There's no Jimmy Olsen that I know of. Amy Adams as Lois Lane. Henry Cavill, a distinguished British actor, becomes the Man of Steel or Superman. Now, if you've seen the latest trailer, it's showing a darker interpretation. It's showing him in chains before the military. And, of course, one of the military people is played by Christopher Maloney. He used to be with the Law and Order Special Victims Unit show, and he did a short stint on True Blood. He plays a general in this movie. So it looks like they're doing the same thing to Superman as they did with Batman. What do you think that's going to turn out to be, Don?
I think that the last thing in the world we need right now is a reboot of Superman. This is one of the things that we discussed a little bit on my Movies of 2012 show. And that is the fact that it seems that Hollywood anymore is simply incapable of coming up with any original ideas or concepts.
So they basically take the old concepts and reboot them.
Exactly.
I understand. So what about the Star Trek reboot? Did you like that?
I did.
Okay, so there's going to be another one next year. It will not be Khan, by the way. The villain is not going to be Khan.
But you see, Star Trek did something that was rather clever. And what that was with this reboot, they ended up going into a different timeline. Now, if you're a science fiction aficionado, you know what I'm talking about. The reboot had, at the very beginning of the film, had time travel coming back, and then some, and if you haven't seen the movie, you really should if you're a Trek fan. It had some things that happened that really deviated away from the original. And if you know anything about the theory of time travel and paradoxes and what have you, it worked for me. What about you, Gene?
Well, they put the whole thing into an alternate universe there. And we talk about alternate universes with regard to the UFO mystery, whether some UFOs or all UFOs, some paranormal phenomena, is originating from some kind of alternate universe. So this is a concept that we understand. So basically, suddenly the Romulan, renegade Romulan, comes back in time, and he changes the future. So we still have Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock and the whole crew and Scotty. But the lives are different, so they could basically throw away all the Star Trek canons and all the stuff in the past except for the basic characters and write new stories. And even if they differ from all the TV shows and the other movies, it doesn't matter. This is an alternate universe. That's how they get away with it. Exactly. Chris O'Brien, did you see any movies this past year?
I saw a few. Most of them I wasn't too impressed by. I rarely walk out on films because I'm pretty selective about what I go see, but I walked out on that Batman movie. I just, it was awful. It was terrible. I just, It was depressing. It was, I think, questionably politically motivated.
You mean like the 99% and the 1%?
Yeah. I really felt it was disingenuous. I literally walked out. A friend of mine and I just, we looked at each other and said, let's go, and we did. I can't remember the last time I walked out on a movie.
Did you give up on it when, did you get as far as the point where Batman's back is broken by Bane?
Yeah, I think that's about when we walked out.
Now, that's something that comes from the comic book, of course. You know, in the comic book, Bane breaks Batman's back.
I've never been into superheroes and all that. I have a hard enough time playing myself, let alone aspiring to that place. I did see Cowboys and Aliens was very let down. I thought it was shallow. It didn't have, you know, with the quality of actors that they, you know, had cast in the film. I thought the script was poor. It left me cold. I wasn't impressed. Some of the special effects were decent, but, you know, they telegraphed everything. I really didn't like it. Another movie I saw that I didn't like was the Leo DiCaprio movie on J. Edgar Hoover. I thought he did a good job. It was incredibly miscast. It was a decent script. But again, it left me cold.
Okay, no disagreement there. I felt just about the same about Hoover.
One movie I did see that I liked a lot, surprisingly so, was The Artist. I really felt they did a good job in that. And it's rekindled my interest in the silent movie era, you know, from the early 1900s through the late 1920s. And I've actually started researching some of my film school directors, Jean Cocteau and other French directors, and also the German impressionists and expressionist filmmakers. So that was actually very very good and inspiring to me. I think they did a very good job.
We're going to have to do this good job here and break for our benefactors with Gene and Chris in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
A little pop culture to start out our end of year session with Gene and Chris talking to Don Ecker of the Dark Matters radio show, because Don, as he indicated in the first segment of the show, doesn't focus just on UFOs and the paranormal, but on pop culture. So you're not a superhero fan, therefore, Chris, you're not anticipating the reboot of Superman in 2013?
I think it's a terrible idea. Hollywood, Don, you brought up a really good point. Hollywood is so bereft of new ideas. They're having to recycle, you know, these tried and true sort of hits from the greatest hits from the past. Starsky and Hutch would be the classic example of
And the A-Team was also really bad. But you know the one I really, really was disappointed with? They did a remake of I Spy. Now, I Spy was a 1960s buddy TV series with Robert Culp and Bill Cosby. And this is the first time that a black actor was placed in a lead heroic role. And he won Emmys for it, or was nominated, in a TV series. So they bring Eddie Murphy to be Bill Cosby. And it was a bad comedy. It was so badly done. And I think most of the TV remakes have been awful. I think on a rare occasion you do see things. I happen to like the way they handle The Dark Knight on the movies. If you don't like it, that's where we go. So what about the Star Trek reboot, Chris? Did you go for that?
You know, I liked it. I thought the actors were really well cast. I think the plot was kind of a retread of, you know, a number of Star Trek movies and episodes from the past. I think it has potential. I think they did, again, the casting was very, very well done. Special effects, obviously, were really, you know, I was very impressed. But you know, they're really going to have to get some good writers. They should get Tracy Torme involved and get Tracy to help develop some script ideas. I think Tracy really would be a really good person to do that. And Don, congratulations on getting Tracy out of retirement. And I understand I spoke with him a couple of weeks back, and he's doing a series of really cool shorts with you. That's really good to see. Tracy, of course, has gone through some health difficulties, and he seems to be bouncing back and has a rekindled interest in the subject of UFOs and the paranormal. And it's good to see him back. Next time you talk to him, give him my best for me.
Well, I certainly will. Thank you.
Let's look at our own little corner of the world here. Passings in 2012. Of course, Jim Moseley. And I wanted to mention this because we had a Jim Moseley memorial episode with just a handful of the people we would have wanted to have had on the show. But you, Don Ecker, made a pithy comment about Jim Moseley in one of your early appearances, one of our classic moments on the Paracast.
Well, you... oh, right. Classic Don Ecker moment.
So now looking at the life of Jim Moseley, now that he's no longer with us, how do you look at him now?
Well, Jim Moseley is a giant name going back over 50 years in the UFO field. And there's undoubtedly contributions that Moseley made, especially in the earlier years. Moseley had an extremely colorful past. I mean, we're all aware of some of the pranks, the hijinks, the hoaxes that Moseley and some of his compatriots pulled, mostly on the gullible UFO public. I think in later years, when Moseley was doing saucer smear, undoubtedly there were some high comedic moments that Moseley highlighted in his newspaper or his sheet that he was publishing. Often, except for love donations, what Moseley called his love donations, he sent these things out free. And I think, you know, there was certainly some humor, some good in that. I think, though, that in the last several years, however, Moseley, although he didn't let it go full bore, I think that Jim had, if you will, sometimes a mean streak that he let shine through.
How so?
Well, you and I never actually discussed what it was that caused me to have the feelings that I had for Jim.
Why don't you just recap those feelings for those who haven't heard our promotional literature and recordings and those who didn't hear some of your previous appearances on the Paracast?
Back in the early 90s, when I had come on board UFO Magazine, which I started writing and researching for UFO Magazine about 1988. And one of the things that I did, coming from a background of law enforcement, I had no doubt in my mind that the UFO phenomenon was absolutely real. Now, what that phenomenon was then and what it is today is certainly open to conjecture. However, the fact that there was something happening in our skies and sometimes on our ground was, for me, there was no argument about that. Now, coming from a law enforcement background, basically what I wanted to do was to treat any case that I researched absolutely no differently than I would have treated any crime that I had ever investigated. And my wife, who was the founder and publisher of UFO Magazine, came from a journalist background. So when we were talking about this, and certainly with all the hijinks and the crapola that often flowed from the UFO field, we decided to go and do this simply as journalistically as we could do it. The things that we could prove, we certainly offered the proof. The things that were questionable, we pointed out that was questionable. And taking that stance, Gene and Chris, I felt could also be applied to the people in the field. Now, there were then, and just like there are today, there are a lot of extremely questionable people in the UFO field. And at that time, there was a number of people that were making a great splash in the UFO arena that were coming out with some astounding assertions. And one of those people was a guy by the name of Milton William Cooper. Now, Cooper, a name that is fairly familiar even today, 10 or 11 years after he was killed in a shootout with police, Cooper was quite a character. Volatile, combustible, grandiose, somebody that often would attend these conferences, giving presentations. He was quite a drinker. And to make a long story short, the guy was poison. And I ended up doing a rather extensive expose on him. Now, that certainly lit him up. And he immediately went after myself, after the magazine, after my wife. And the guy was just pure scum, okay? Now, Mosley, always being somebody that wanted to get out there and have a little fun with the topic, basically solicited these feuds in his publication, Saucer Smear.
He wanted to keep them going.
Exactly.
He was a pot stirrer. It's one of the things that I really liked about Jim is that he was a pot stirrer, but sometimes it went a little bit overboard.
Well, what he did, and this is the thing that he did, Cooper sent some letters to Mosley and claimed that I had totally fabricated my military background, that I had never served in the military, that I had never been a Vietnam veteran, that I had never been a police officer, and that my wife, okay, had been co-opted by the CIA because she had been a bookkeeper back in Washington, D.C., for the Sidney Biddle Barrow Mayflower Madam.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into much more of this and why there was a falling out, so to speak, between Don Ecker and the late Jim Mosley. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, our year-end show featuring Don Ecker of the Dark Matters radio show. And now we're talking about the late William Cooper's allegations against Don Ecker that I gather Don Mosley printed.
Yes. Yes, he did. Now, here was the thing. We were journalists, okay? We were journalists that were publishing and researching and what have you, UFO magazine. Now, what does a journalist do when he or she is out covering a story and they're taking quotes? And some of these quotes were certainly litigious in a courtroom setting. They get all sides of the story. Well, Mosley never bothered to call us up or anything about these allegations that Cooper had made. Now, what he did do was he called up Russ Estes, a television producer, who was a friend of mine and somebody that Mosley also knew very well. And he asked Estes about these allegations that Cooper made. And Russ, whom knew me very well, told him, "Oh, Jim, that's absolute crap. Okay, Cooper is basically, he's a nutcase." Well, Mosley never called me, and he went ahead and he printed these anyway after Estes had told him that it was untrue. Now, when I read that, I had an explosion, and I was determined, okay, Mosley, I'm going to sue you. So I started talking to attorneys, okay? And the fact of the matter was, they wanted, starting at $5,000 up front, to even begin to initiate a lawsuit.
Now, that's interesting here, too, because some attorneys, wouldn't they do this on contingency if they think they could win something, win damages?
This is L.A., baby.
Okay.
This is L.A. They want to see the money up front. And the cheapest attorney that I could find wanted $5,000 to begin this litigation. And I honestly didn't have it, because had I have had it, I would have been happy to go after Mosley. So that was the bone of contention that lay in my breast for many, many years. So when you talked to me that very first time on the Paracast, and you were asking me about my impression, this is when I had actively left research about various people in the field, and you mentioned Jim Mosley. Well, that was a spontaneous eruption.
You said, quote,
I said, if Jim Mosley and I were walking in the desert 1,000 miles from any water source, and Jim self-combusted in front of me, I would not piss on Jim to put the fire out. That's what I said.
One of the classic moments. Now, indeed. Now, looking at that in retrospect, have you come to forgive Jim for what he did for publishing that letter?
Well, it's water under the bridge. Jim has...
Or something else under the bridge in this case.
Right. And Jim has left the state, so I've come to terms with it. I mean, there's not a heck of a lot I can do about it now. But no, that will always remain probably a somewhat of a bone of contention in me But I certainly didn't want to see Mosley go in the circumstances that he went. I felt bad about that.
Well, it wasn't, as ways to go, the most pleasant departure. But, you know, Jim was the kind of person who could be a trickster in his own way. He liked to stir up the pot. And if there was information about somebody that was unfavorable, even if that person was a friend, and he sometimes ran things about me that maybe I would have preferred he didn't run. In fact, it was going to be something about me in the final issue of Saucer Smear, but I don't know if it will ever see the light of day. It was printed, and I don't know when or if it will be distributed. But if we look at Jim Mosley today, you know, he did some pretty good work early on. Of course, he published the Adamski expose issue. He kept the interest up when things were not going too well. Do we look at Jim as primarily a UFO pop culture kind of person or what?
I think we would almost have to. His name is synonymous with people like Donald Kehoe, with Ivan Sanderson, Long John Neville. You know, I came across some recordings of the Long John Neville show, which was, you know, the godfather to anybody that's ever done a radio program dealing with the paranormal or UFOs.
Before Art Bell, ladies and gentlemen, there was no Art Bell when Long John Neville was around, but he wasn't just the progenitor of the paranormal talk radio. Talk radio in general, he was one of the pioneers.
Well, he was, and he went from the 50s all the way up through the mid-1970s. At one point was the powerhouse radio program overnight in New York City, or coming out of New York City, had a number of extraordinary coups on his radio show. And, you know, Mosley was often a guest on that program, or sitting in a panel of quote-unquote experts that Long John would talk to. So, yeah, there were some absolutely fascinating broadcasts that I was able to hear from that time period.
Maybe we should segue away from Jim Mosley into other people who have passed on recently. Lucius Farish.
A guy that did a tremendous service for the UFO, especially the research people within the field of UFO research. Lucius, for years, had collected and then distributed, often from totally obscure sources, news stories from literally around the globe. And not only that, which when we were publishing UFO Magazine, we were on his list. We traded out his news service for UFO. But he also held conferences down in his neck of the woods.
Eureka Springs.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, the Ozarks Eureka Springs Conference, out of all the conferences I've been to in the last 20 years, I learned more and met more quality, you know, just tough-nosed, hard-assed researchers and investigators at that conference and any other serial conference that I ever went to. And, you know, Lou did a very good job, I think, in giving a platform for people that were up and coming in the field. The first conference I ever spoke at was the Eureka Springs Conference in 1994. And I was a nobody, but I was sitting on an incredible amount of data that I had researched and compiled, and was in the midst of a pretty impressive sighting wave in the San Luis Valley. And on Sundays, you know, the conference ran several days, but on Sundays, he would have a rapid fire 20-minute segment per speaker kind of program. And, you know, it was much to Lou's credit, I think. He made sure that I was involved anytime I was there. And I think he was a real unsung hero in the field. I really I'm just wondering to myself, who do we have in the field today that's going to replace someone like a Lou Farish or a Jim Mosley or some of that, you know, that sort of the younger brothers of the old guard that are now passing on? And this is a real, I think this continuity issue within the field of ufology is really important. And not enough people are talking about it and really scratching their heads and coming up with some ways to keep the momentum going. And you know, Lou to me was a real unsung hero. That UFO news clipping service that he had was invaluable. And prior to the internet, that was our internet for UFOs. I look forward to that coming every month and really kind of keeping a pulse on sighting events. You know, people out there investigating and how the media at least was handling this subject. So I digress and continue.
Yeah, that you're absolutely correct. And today, looking at what is around, and it's mostly internet-based, and at best, most of it is highly questionable. I think that research, especially in the field of unidentified flying objects, has, to coin a current phrase, gone over the cliff.
Before we go over the cliff on the show, and by the way, there definitely will not be any cliff notes of this episode. We want you to hear every single second of it. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.